How to hack Wi-Fi password without any app. If you also have this question in your mind, then certainly, you are at right place. Given you want to expand your knowledge and want to be aware of the techniques and tricks to hack Wi-Fi passwords with an Android device, this article can aid you. Many users are seeking out ways hackers can crack Wi-Fi passwords with Android and if it's feasible or not. The solution is in quote. Yes, in quote, it is possible to hack Wi-Fi passwords on Android devices with a few techniques and devices, apps. Before we get into our main subject of hacking Wi-Fi passwords on Android phones, let's first look at some basics of the nature and security of the Wi-Fi network. Types of Wi-Fi password security. There are three main kinds of Wi-Fi password security. The Wi-Fi securities are classified in the following order. 1. Wired. Equivalent privacy, WEP. 2. Wi-Fi protected access, WPA. 3. Wi-Fi protected settings, WPS. Wired equivalent privacy Wi-Fi security is among the most well-known and extensively utilized Wi-Fi security worldwide. But, it is often a week-long and unsecure one too. It is easy to crack and hack Wi-Fi security with Airmon tools like Kali Linux and Aircrack. Wi-Fi protected access Wi-Fi security is an improved and upgraded version of WEP Wi-Fi security. Wi-Fi security was first introduced in 2003. However, an American hacker discovered a major weakness in WPA. Security keys for security. This made it easy to hack Wi-Fi security. There is a way to break any Wi-Fi password with WPA security via or on an Android smartphone. Wi-Fi secured setup. The Wi-Fi protected setting up, WPS, is the only Wi-Fi security system that's difficult to hack or hack. In some instances, it's also been observed that this security can be hacked, but it requires high hacking abilities. If someone uses WPS security, it may not be easy to penetrate this security. Method 1. Hacking Wi-Fi passwords in Android by using Wi-Fi WPS WPA start, without rooting. Wi-Fi WPS WPA Tester is a well-known Android app extensively employed to hack Wi-Fi passwords. Wi-Fi WPS Tester hacks only routers connected to WPS routers with limited capabilities. Hacking Wi-Fi with this app is easy and needs only a few steps. The most appealing feature of this app is that it can be used on a non-rooted Android phone. It is also possible to use this application on a root Android phone, but with additional options. Utilizing this Android app, you can easily test your router's wireless security and quality. If the router isn't secure, using the Wi-Fi WPS WPA Tester application is recommended to bypass Wi-Fi passwords using your Android phone. After bypassing the username, the app connects your Android phone to the router without giving the password. Hack Wi-Fi password without any app is not possible. This Wi-Fi WPS WPA Tester hacking software can be used on both rooted and non-rooted Android phones. Here are the steps you can follow to hack Wi-Fi passwords on Android with no rooting. Step 1. Install and download the WPS WPA Tester app from Play Store. Step 2. Set up Wi-Fi on the Android phone. Step 3. Start the app and look for Wi-Fi networks close to you. Step 4. Choose from the list of networks in the list and tap to hack. Step 5. You can enter its key by hand. Step 6. The app tests Wi-Fi security and attempts to use different numbers and words to get your Wi-Fi security password. The app locates the network password within a few seconds and then connects to your device automatically. Method 2. Hacking Wi-Fi passwords on Android by using Android Dumper app APK. Without rooting, Andro Dumper is another well-known app designed to hack Wi-Fi passwords on Android phones. The app operates on a non-rooted device to hack Wi-Fi passwords. Follow the steps below for hacking Wi-Fi passwords with Android with this application. Step 1. Install and download the Andro Dumper application for the Android phone. Step 2. Set up Wi-Fi on your Android device. Step 3. Launch the Andro Dumper app and hit the refresh button located in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. You can then look up and find Wi-Fi networks that are nearby. Step 4. Choose the network you would like to hack and then connect to it. Tap it. Step 5. The app will now attempt to connect to your selected network by using any combination of numbers and alphabet passwords. If the chosen network has an insecure Wi-Fi password, this app may be able to hack it. Method 3. Hacking Wi-Fi passwords on Android using a WPA2-WPS router, root device. To hack Wi-Fi logins within Android using an app called BCmon along with the Reaver Android app. In the beginning, you'll require to root your Android phone if you do not yet try rooting your phone. Hack Wi-Fi password without any app is impossible. Ensure that the root Android phone is equipped with Broadcom BCM4329 and the BCM4330 chipset, which is included on Samsung Galaxy S1, S2, HTC Desire HD, Nexus 7, Nexus 1, and more. Step 1. Install and download the BCmon application APK file onto the Android phone. This application helps you keep track of your Broadcom chipset and crack your PIN. Step 2. Download and install the Reaver Android application, which can figure out and crack passwords for the WPS Wi-Fi network's password. Step 3. After installation of the app. After installation, launch the BCmon app and then tap the NQAT monitor mode. NQAT monitor mode NQAT option. Step 4. Once again, launch the Reaver application and confirm in the app that you're not making use of it for any illegal activities. Click on your APN or the access point you wish to hack, and then continue to enter the Wi-Fi password. Sometimes, you'll need to confirm the monitor's mode before continuing this, and you can accomplish this by opening the BCmon application. Again, step 5. Set up in the Reaver application and mark the NQAT automatic advanced setting NQAT box. Step 6. Then, begin the Wi-Fi hacking process by clicking the beginning attack. In this last step, breaking your WPS Wi-Fi security can take between 2 and 10 hours to achieve success. Method 4. Hacking Wi-Fi passwords on Android by using the Wi-Fi WPS Connect app, root device. Utilizing the Wi-Fi WPS Connect app, you can hack Wi-Fi passwords on Android. It works on rooted and non-rooted, Lollipop and Up phones. It is, however, preferentially used with a rooted phone due to the database information. If you have a wireless connection to your Android device with WPS security, you can connect without requiring a password quickly. Hack Wi-Fi password without any app is not possible. Related post. What security risk does a public Wi-Fi connection pose? The WPS Connect application bypasses WPS Wi-Fi security and connects to Wi-Fi networks without entering a password. Below are the steps needed to hack Wi-Fi passwords in Connect to your Android phone with this application. Step 1. Install and download your Wi-Fi WPS Connect application to the Android phone. Step 2. You can enable Wi-Fi on your smartphone. Step 3. Start your WPS Connect app and tap on the scan button to scan nearby Wi-Fi networks. Step 4. It can take a few seconds to show the Wi-Fi networks in your vicinity with their information, such as security types for password networks, types of network and signal strength, and more. Closing parenthesis. Step 5. Choose a Wi-Fi connection and tap it to reveal the password you would like to hack. A pop-up window displays a list of predefined keystrokes, PIN. Step 6. Click on the key to begin the hacking session. Step 7. The app has tried numerous times to hack Wi-Fi by using default keys and the most commonly utilized Wi-Fi key. Step 8. Give it a few minutes, and then the Wi-Fi password can be compromised successfully. Conclusion. Although we do not encourage or support anyone to hack Wi-Fi password, since hacking is prohibited, we won't be held liable if these techniques are used to compromise Wi-Fi. However, this topic, how to hack Wi-Fi password without any app, is quite searched. In this article, we have majorly discussed 4 different methods of doing it. You can accomplish this with rooting or without rooting. We have successfully explained both methods. We hope our essay was helpful to you and that we were able to address your main query.